leader.
Order.
Parliament's adjourned for a week back on Tuesday, December the 1st, for a final fortnight before the long summer break, set to start on Thursday, December the 10th, and run through to Tuesday, February the 9th. Before leaving the chamber, MPs completed debate on the third bill that the government wanted passed this week. That's the Local Government Auckland Transitional Provisions Amendment Bill. It amends the Local Government Auckland Transitional Provisions Act, passed 5 years ago, and it provides more flexibility for the Auckland Unitary Plan Independent Hearings Panel to help ensure that it can deliver its recommendations to the proposed Auckland Unitary Plan to the Auckland Council by the statutory deadline of 50 working days before the expiry of 3 years from the notification of the proposed plan. Confused? You probably still will be, even after hearing this additional explanation from the Associate Minister for Local Government, Louise Upston, who kicked off the bill's third reading debate after question time.
The Auckland Unitary Plan is the largest and most complex plan in the country, and Mr Speaker, it is appropriate that we make sure we do everything in our powers to ensure it's delivered on time.
It does this by reducing the minimum number for panel members at hearings from 3 to 2, increasing externally appointed members from 7 to 10, and allows the panel to make recommendations in stages rather than in one big report at the end.
This bill represents an important opportunity to enable the hearings panel to continue its good progress and make its recommendations to the Auckland Council by the statutory deadline of the 22nd of July 2016. It is also of unprecedented importance in our country's plan making, and it has the potential to set a high bar for future plan making.
Unlike the government's own planning for putting the bill through Parliament, according to Labor's Phil Goff.
This bill, sir, was announced by the Minister on the 16th of September. That's more than 2 months ago. That was plenty of time, sir, for this bill to have been read a first time in mid-September, gone to a select committee, the public given a chance to have its voice heard on the bill, the select committee given the chance to scrutinise the bill carefully for any errors or things that didn't look likely to make the changes that people thought were necessary, and for the Parliamentary Council Office and for officials to be quizzed on whether the bill will achieve what the objective of the bill is set out to do. Did that happen, sir? No. Why didn't it happen? Throughout every stage of this bill, no adequate explanation has been given to the House as to why, instead of proper process and normal process, this bill was introduced at 25 to 11 o'clock last night.
That was with the House still under urgency, which ended before lunch, so the third reading was completed in ordinary time, while Phil Goff's name got a passing mention in question time, as Rhys Lyon reports.
The ACT Party's leader and sole MP, David Seymour, had questions concerning his electorate of Epsom. The questions directed at Treaty Negotiations Minister Christopher Finlayson.
Does he stand by his statement of July last year in respect to Auckland's volcanic cones that there, quote, would be no change to public access?
Chris Finlayson.
Yes.
But David Seymour said new vehicle restrictions at Mount Eden would affect public access to the area.
Is the minister prepared to explain to the disabled, the elderly, those with small children, that it's acceptable for them to be required to drive up to a gate, call a council staffer, and explain their disabilities? If it satisfies that council staffer, they will be given a gate code to enter. Is that what he thinks is acceptable?
Mr Finlayson said the matter was out of his hands.
These are, of course, decisions for the authority. They're not matters of ministerial responsibility. If anyone's upset about what the proposed changes, they could write to the Maunga Authority, which is made up of equal numbers of iwi representatives and Auckland City Council reps, and I would suggest also CC it to Mr Goff.
Mr Finlayson suggesting there that Labour's Phil Goff might have political ambitions beyond his electorate of Mount Roskill. while another parliamentarian, a former ACT MP, was a vote in another answer from Mr Finlayson.
Mr Speaker, this makes me nostalgic for Hilary Calvert. Quite easy. quite easily, actually. These are perfectly acceptable changes.
Minister for Treaty Negotiations, Christopher Finlayson.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from Parliament.